Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I got, it's just you and me, by the way, and I want to do the recap of my 2012 predictions. As I mentioned earlier in the previous segment, every year I do, for the last 12 years, I have made predictions, 15 to 20 or so predictions, at the beginning of the year, usually around the very first week of the year. I publish them. I actually talk about them on the show, and I publish them in an article and distribute them, you know, across wherever, newspapers and online sites, et cetera, et cetera. And so the world knows what I believe is going to happen coming up in the coming year. And other people do that, but I do something that most other people don't do. I come back at the end of the year and recap what actually happened on my prediction. What was the reality? And then I give myself a score, plus one, minus one. And at the end of the thing, I do my percentages. How did I do this year? And so that's where, and I get a lot of compliments on that. People thank me for actually, you know, being honest enough to haul myself up on my own petard if I need to at the end of the year, or to take a victory lap if I did really good. So here we go. This is my 2012 predictions, what actually happened, and my score. My first prediction from last year was that the U.S. gross domestic product would improve annually from 1.7%, in which it was in 2011, to 2% in 2012. The actual was that the most recent Department of Commerce report, their analytics division, said that the 2012 GDP was averaging 2%. So that was a plus one. That's a little bit of good news there. The economy did grow a little bit. But as you know, 2% is not going to get us out of trouble. 2% is not going to solve the unemployment situation. Then my next prediction is that small business optimism will improve in 2012. Well, as you know, every month for, golly, more than a dozen years, I've been covering the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index with Bill Dunkelberg, the man who created this index, which is the gold standard of small business surveys. And I do that every month, so I have access to all his information. And the NFIB index shows optimism has improved over last year just barely. I almost didn't get that one, just barely, but it still was an improvement. So I'm taking that one. That's a plus one. Next prediction, unemployment will remain above 8%. Now, this one I'm taking a hit on because the actual last number we have is 7.9%. But I'm gonna go off on this one a little bit because you and I both know, I think most reasonable people know, that the government played games with that number for the election. There's no question in my mind that the government played games with it. We know about some things that weren't included, like some California numbers that weren't even included in the calculation of this number. So that's one thing. So I actually believe, and maybe before the end of the year we'll get another unemployment number, and it possibly will go up above 8%. But I'm taking a hit. It's going to be minus one. No, I'm not going to whine about that. But I will tell you that number is bogus. The what's called the U3 number is bogus. The U6 number, which includes people who have stopped looking, it includes people who are underemployed, etc. It still doesn't include the people who have gone from unemployment to disability. It still doesn't include that. But the U6 number is closer to 15%, and that's more realistic in terms of how bad unemployment is in America. And so, all right. So that's my little editorial on that one. But I'm taking a hit on that one, minus one on the unemployment situation. Prediction, next one. Expect reports of unfilled skilled jobs due to lack of qualified applicants. I said you should expect to see reports that small businesses, the businesses, were going to be complaining that they had job openings but couldn't find qualified applicants. Folks, and if you've been listening to the show, you've heard me say this before, multiple sources have indicated this year that up to 1.5 million unfilled jobs in America because they can't find a qualified applicant. 1.5 million. And this has actually been going on for 2 or 3 years. So that's a plus one. I'm taking that one because it actually is true. Here's my next prediction. The European Central Bank, this is, by the way, these are for 2012. These are the ones that I've already predicted for this year. The European Central Bank, ECB, will prevent a financial meltdown, but not a European recession. Well, we know what happened, right? They did avert a meltdown. They worked something out with Greece. They worked something out with Spain, Portugal. They worked something out with who else? Italy, I guess it was. And so they did avert. They basically changed their mission. They went from someone who just controls inflation to an organization that just controls inflation to an organization that would actually, they actually, you know, created financial instruments to help these countries get out of trouble. So they expanded their mission, and they did prevent the meltdown. But as you know, Europe is into and going deeper into a recession. That's the actual that's happening, and that's a plus one for me, unfortunately. My next 2012 prediction, Iraq will prove unworthy of the price that America paid to liberate it. Well, you know what happened, folks. Al-Qaeda has now returned to Iraq. Iraq and Iran are becoming closer and closer partners. Iranian weapons are crossing Iraq to arm Syria and to arm Hezbollah. I've said this. I've talked about this for probably 7 or 8 years. I've been lamenting the fact that I was concerned that Iraq would not be worthy of the price in precious price that we paid to liberate them, that they would not be worthy of that. And I don't know who to blame for that. I have my ideas. But either way, unfortunately, that was a prediction that came true. So that's a plus one for me. When we come back, I got more of these after these messages. 20 after Jim Blasingame's 2012 predictions, the recap of what happened, and my score. In fact, in the next segment, my final score and my percentage. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.